Chapter 59. As soon as Francisco left the office, Jesse called Molly. "Kid's father just left here," he said. "Suit out front?" "Yes." "I'll call him," Jesse said. "Does the father know she's here?" "Not yet." "But you think he'll find out?" "Sooner or later," Jesse said. "Is he alone?" "I doubt if he's ever alone," Jesse said. "Should we move her?" "Where will she be safer?" Jesse said. "I don't know." "Okay, so stay with her," Jesse said. "Keep Suit awake. Call me if anything looks funny." "Yes, sir." "You wouldn't know where Crow is," Jesse said. "Why are you asking me?" Molly said. "Because you're the one I'm talking to on the phone," Jesse said. "Why do you want to know?" Molly said. "Because I'm trying to keep track of as many loose cannons as I can. Any idea where he is?" "No," Molly said. "Of course not." "Okay," Jesse said. "Where's the kid?" "She doesn't get up till afternoon," Molly said. "Jen left for work yet?" "She's in the shower," Molly said. "Stay close," Jesse said. When Jesse hung up, Molly looked at the phone. Well, wasn't I jumpy? Maybe I'm not cut out for adultery. Jen came from the bedroom, wearing a white terry cloth robe. Her hair was still wet, and she wore no makeup. God, she looks like a schoolgirl. "Your hair's wet," Molly said. "I just took a shower," Jen said. "Naturally curly hair?" Molly said. "Yes, God was kind. If mine gets wet, it goes floop," Molly said. "God was kind to you in other ways," Jen said. "Is that coffee?"
"It is."
Jen poured some coffee into a thick white mug, put in a sugar substitute, and sat at the kitchen table opposite Molly. "Amber's father has arrived," Molly said. "Jesse won't give her up." "Does her father know she's here?" Jen said. "Not so far," Molly said. "You think Jesse has a legal leg to stand on, keeping the girl from her father?" Jen said.
"I don't think Jesse expects it to go through the legal system," Molly said.
"Because the father is a gangster?"
"Yes."
"That's kind of scary," Jen said.
"Yes, it is," Molly said.
"Does it scare you?"
"I have a lot of training and some experience, and I have great respect for Jesse Stone."
Jen nodded. "But does it scare you?"
"Some," Molly said.
"Me too," Jen said.
"But you'll stick?"
"I am not going to get to the big leagues," Jen said, "if I run away from a developing story because I'm scared."
"Any other reason?" Molly said.
Jen smiled. It wasn't exactly a happy smile, Molly thought.
"I, too, have great respect for Jesse Stone," Jen said.
"And he thinks he's such a mess," Molly said.
"He is," Jen said, "in many ways. And I have helped him to be a mess. But he's a good cop, and he won't quit on us. And at the very center of himself, he's a very decent man."
"Why can't you be together?" Molly said. Jen shook her head. "I don't know, really," she said. "We work on it all the time."
"When you were married, did you ever cheat on him?" Molly said.
"Yes."
"Why?"
"To get ahead. I thought I was an actress."
"And you slept with a producer?" Molly said.
"Yes."
"How'd you feel about it?"
"Lousy," Jen said.
"Because you'd cheated?"
Jen sipped her coffee, holding the mug in both hands, her elbows resting on the table, the light reflecting off the harbor, brightening the room.
"Not exactly," Jen said. "I guess I felt lousy because the sex was a means to an end."
"The end being your career?"
"I guess."
"The career was important, though," Molly said.
"I know," Jen said. "Jesse seemed so complete, except for drinking too much."
"Even then?"
"Yes, and I felt so incomplete."
She shrugged and made a small half laugh.
"Still do."
"And guilty?"
Jen nodded.
"That too," she said. Molly poured them both more coffee. Jen added the sugar substitute and stirred slowly.
"How come you're so interested?" Jen said.
Molly colored a bit. Jen squinted at her as if the room had suddenly become too bright.
"Molly?"
Jen said. Molly was looking at the dark surface of the coffee in her cup. Jen waited.
"I don't feel guilty," Molly said.
"You had an affair?" Jen said. Molly half shrugged.
"Last night, my husband was out of town. My mother had the kids, and I had sex with a man."
Jen smiled. "Anyone I know?" she said.
"Crow."
"Jesus Christ," Jen said.
"Have you ever met Crow?" Molly said.
"No, but I've heard."
"And I don't feel guilty," Molly said. Except that you feel guilty, Jen said, about not feeling guilty. Molly nodded slowly.
I guess so, she said.
So why'd you sleep with him? Jen said.
I wanted to.
Any trouble at home?
No, Molly said. I'm happy with my husband. I love him. I love my kids. I love being married. Hell, I love being a cop.
A lot of protect and serve there, Jen said.
Maybe, but mostly it feels like I just wanted to. He is a very, very exciting man. He seems completely contained. There was no crap about love or anything. Just, he wanted to have sex with me. I was a little flattered, I suppose, and I wanted to have sex with him.
How was it? Jen said.
It was fine. He's adroit. I'm okay. And if you'll pardon the pun, it was a one-shot deal.
No commitments, Jen said. No promises.
Molly nodded. No, when can I see you again? Molly said. There was something sort of honest about it.
One time only? Jen said.
Yes, Molly said. He wanted to. I wanted to. We did.
Jen drank some coffee. Usually she was trying to figure out her own situation. This was kind of fun.
Well, Jen said, here's what I think. I think you did something for yourself because it felt good. You don't feel guilty about it, so you won't confess to your husband, thank God.
You are right where you were before, Crow, and nobody's gotten hurt.
So how come I felt the need to confess to you? Molly said. I think you were bragging, Jen said.
Molly reddened slightly. She laughed.
Maybe, she said. And maybe looking for a little advice from an experienced adulteress, Jen said.
Maybe, Molly said.
What's puzzling me is, I'm an Irish Catholic mother of four, and I'm not sure I can find any sense of sin in here.
Don't let it make you unhappy, Jen said. That would be the sin.
Molly smiled. I like your theology, Jen. I've committed adultery, but if I'm happy about it, I can still avoid sin.
Ruining a happy marriage is the sin, Jen said.
Molly nodded.
And I haven't done that yet, Molly said.
Not yet.